Morning Watch, Living a Christian Life and Church Life Under the Government of God for the Economy of God, Week 5, Grace and Peter's Epistles, Lord's Day, Related Verses, 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 9, and because of the transcendence of the revelations, in order that I might not be exceedingly lifted up, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, that he might buffet me, in order that I might not be exceedingly lifted up. Concerning this, I entreated the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he has said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ might tabernacle over me. Ephesians 6, verse 24. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in incorruptibility. John 21, verses 15 through 17. Then when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved that he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. 1 Peter 1, verse 8, Whom having not seen, you love. And to whom, though not seeing him at present, yet believing, you exult with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory.